It's Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. The Roman station today is at San Giovanni a Porta Latina. St. John at the Latin Gate is situated at the site of the attempted murder of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. There is a solid tradition that John was in Rome in 92 AD at the time of the Emperor Domitian. According to the very early Latin writer Tertullian, who died around 220, in his work The Prescription of the Heretics, the Romans tried to kill John by boiling him in oil, but John emerged unscathed. As legend has it, thousands of spectators were converted to Christianity when they saw John miraculously protected from harm. There is also a story that they tried to poison John with a cup of venom-filled wine. As John blessed it, the poisons emerged in the form of a little snake. That's why we often see John depicted with a chalice with a little snake crawling out of it. Another good reason to bless our food and drink. John would have then been banished from Rome to Patmos, where he wrote the Book of Revelation. A church was built on the place where John's martyrdom took place, near the southern part of Rome's wall. There was a feast on the Roman calendar for this event and the traditional Roman calendar. The building of the church goes back to the time of Pope Gelasius, who died in 496. There are still roof tiles, which have the stamp of Theodoric, who ruled from 493 to 526. The beautiful campanile, or bell tower, was added in the 8th century. The Baroque decorations were added in the 16th and 17th centuries, and then most of them removed in the 1940s. The Rosminian fathers have care of this church. Martyrdom comes from the Greek word for witness. The greatest martyr of all is, of course, our Lord, whose crucifixion and resurrection give witness to his person and to his mission. Many early saints were martyrs who died in giving witness to their faith. Many others had a less bloody martyrdom as they suffered terrible persecution for their faith. Today, to be recognized as a martyr by the Catholic Church, the person must have been killed because of hatred of the Christian faith, or some necessary dimension of it, or some Christian virtue. From Pope Benedict's Palm Sunday homily of 2007. In the procession of the palms, the liturgy has provided us the hymn Psalm 24. In Israel, this was also the processional hymn used in the ascent to the hill of the temple. The psalm interprets the interior ascent, of which the exterior ascent is an image, and explains to us once again what it means to ascend with Christ. "Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord?" the psalmist asks, and specifies two essential conditions: those who ascend it and truly desire to reach the heights, to arrive at the true summit, must be people who question themselves about God. They must be people who scan their surroundings, seeking God, seeking His face. Dear young friends, how important precisely this is today, not merely to let oneself be taken here and there in life, not to be satisfied with what everyone else thinks and says and does, but to probe God and to seek God, not letting the question about God dissolve in our souls, desiring what is greater, desiring to know Him, His face. The other very concrete condition for the ascent is this: he who has clean hands and a pure heart can stand in the holy place. Clean hands are hands that are not used for acts of violence. They are hands that are not soiled with corruption, with bribery. A pure heart: when is the heart pure? A heart is pure when it does not pretend and is not stained with lies and hypocrisy, a heart that remains transparent like spring water because it is alien to duplicity. A heart is pure when it does not estrange itself with drunkenness of pleasure, a heart in which love is true and is not only a momentary passion. Clean hands and a pure heart. If we walk with Jesus, we ascend and find the purification that truly brings us to that height to which man is destined, friendship with God Himself. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.